All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Pozio's Picks. And in today's episode, we are going to be breaking down our entire bracket for March Madness. Here to help me today is Maddie, recurring guest. Maddie, welcome.
How you doing?
Thank you, brother.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Best time of the year.
That's right.
I can't believe it's here, and this bracket is a tough one. So what we're going to do in this episode, we're just going to go through our picks. We're going to go through the first round and focus on spreads and things like that. And then after that, we'll just go through the rest of the bracket. We've kept the talk for this episode, yeah. So we're going to have a lot to say. But
yeah, definitely.
let's go ahead and get started. Top left, East Region. Number one overall seed, UConn, is taking on Stetson. We're not going to dive too deep into these one and two, and two seeds. I mean, UConn are 26.5-point favorites. Mm-hmm. Will they cover? Probably. I really don't see any one seeds getting upset this year.
No, I don't really see. I think the only one that I would like really, really consider is later, but Stetson has some good scores, but I'm not.
Yeah.
It's not enough for you to look at your bracket and be like, I'm going to take one of them, you know?
Yeah. So UConn's moving on. I'm no pick for that game for me, at least. The spread's just big. Who knows what's going to happen? So we're just going to move on to the second game, and this one, I know we're going to have a lot to say about. FAU is taking on Northwestern. FAU are 2.5-point favorites. I got some notes for this one. We got the old school paper brackets here. So, Northwestern, Ty Berry out for the season.
Yep.
Nicholson probably not going to play.
Yep.
I love FAU in this spot.
Me too. Okay.
I love them in this spot. I don't think the spread is nearly enough. What do you think?
No, so this is one of the games that we had to, like, hold back about talking, because I don't know if I'm the only one. I feel like a lot of things that I've seen, a lot of people are on Northwestern.
Yeah,
a lot of people. And I get it. I mean, it's Big Ten versus American Conference. I mean, I get it. I look into the conferences a lot. But FAU, you think about it last year. I mean, they didn't really play up to their expectations this year, but they went deep. I mean, they went, what was it, Final Four, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, John L. Davis is going to get his, and they have Big Vlad in the middle.
Yeah.
He's unreal. So I don't see, especially with Barry out, Barnheiser's been playing fine, but I don't see Northwestern getting it done.
Yeah.
At all.
My philosophy is, like, we saw this Northwestern team against MSU, obviously Homer conversation here.
Right,
but
right.
The Northwestern bigs struggled.
Yeah, no, definitely.
The MSU bigs, who are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you got Golden's a top five big in the country still.
Yep.
I mean, he's going to feast. I think it's going to be easy. They're going to get buckets whenever they want.
Yeah.
If they start doubling him, I mean, you're going to get guys like Davis going.
Yep.
And Boo Boo, he's just not going to have enough.
No, and especially because, what is it, 2.5 the spread?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not – for me, that's not nearly enough.
No.
And Golden, I mean, if Nicholson's out, that's big.
Huge.
That's huge. I mean, are they saying he's out, or
– they said doubtful.
Yeah, I mean, that's big for Golden.
Yeah.
Because he can dominate inside.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm riding with FAU for sure on that one.
Yep, me too. I love it, and I couldn't be more excited, respectfully, for Boo Booey's college career.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Me too.
And I hope he goes out in just a crash and burn fashion. So moving on to the next game, going through the East Region here, San Diego State UAB. This one's interesting.
Yep.
I know everyone talks about the 12-5s, but, you know, it's been the – is it the 12-5 or is the 11-6 the new 12-5?
Right.
Because not a lot of 12 seeds have won recently.
Mm-mm.
I like San Diego State in this spot. The spread is 6.5. I think San Diego State covers that number as well.
Yeah, I think so too. San Diego State, I think, is actually one of the better teams in the country.
Yeah.
They play in a hard conference.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best players in the country, All-American.
Yep.
So, yeah, I agree. I think I would go spread on that one, too, just because UAB, I don't think they have enough experience to take down. I know it's March. Anything can happen. But I think, like, there's better 12-5s to look at than
absolutely
this, for sure. I think San Diego State, I don't know what they were ranked in that 5 seed, but I think they're probably the strongest 5 seed out there.
I agree.
So,
yeah. It's interesting having FAU and San Diego State right there back-to-back, two Final Four teams from last year. But like you said, they're two of the more experienced teams on this bracket, too. So I like San Diego State in that spot. I think they move on.
Yep.
Another one, a good one, Auburn taking on Yale. 4-13 matchup here. Auburn are 12.5-point favorites. Auburn's playing their best ball of the season. I mean, they're red hot.
Yep.
I love Auburn in this spot. I mean, 12.5. I think they cover that number, too. Yale gets in by winning the tournament. I wasn't very impressed with them. I mean, obviously, they made a good run, but I think Auburn takes care of business.
Yeah, so I would say I actually saw something today that someone was saying that this is the best Auburn team since they made that run in 2019, one of the better ones. I know they had that number one seed a couple years ago, but they just this team is different, I think. Yeah. Yale, I would have liked to see Princeton in.
Yes.
And I don't think Yale really deserved it as much as, you know, I know that they got hot, but Auburn being one of the hottest teams coming in, I really took those, like, hot teams into account this year because I feel like that it's just how it is. So, yeah, I would say Auburn covers that number. I don't see Yale slowing them down.
No, I mean, I don't think so either.
Yale plays at such a snail's pace, and Auburn wants to just go, which sometimes you see that as an upset, but –
Auburn just, I mean, they have experience too with Broom down low. Katie Johnson, like, with the way he plays, it could be his last game. Like, they're going to lay it all on the line.
Yeah. And who's going to stop Broom? I mean, I don't really see
anyone on Yale.
No, I don't think anyone on Yale will.
Auburn gets through there, and I think they cover that spread.
Yep.
Next game, another one that's interesting, getting some buzz, BYU Duquesne. And I know we're on the same page with this one. This one we talked about before. I think this one's all BYU.
Yep.
I know you're on the same page. I got some notes for this one. I mean, Duquesne's a good defensive team. They're 28th in the country in points allowed. I don't know if they're going to be able to slow down BYU. I mean, the way BYU gets down the floor, they shoot the three. I just don't think they have enough to cover this number either.
No,
so
I don't. Yeah.
I think this one's all BYU.
Yep. I think I agree. I mean, BYU, they shoot – like a crazy amount of threes, and I mean they hit at a 35% clip, so that's not that bad, you know, for the volume that they get at the 3-point line. One of the best players in the country, Ali Khalifa, I mean, he's just an animal inside. They have really good guard play. I actually really like BYU this year. It's funny, if you look at a lot of their metrics, you would never think that that team has these, like, high metrics because, like, they didn't really get a lot of buzz going throughout the season. They were highly ranked at times, but, like, when you're in the Big 12 and that, like, deep of a conference, I feel like you kind of get dug down if you're not, like, Houston, Kansas, you know what I mean? So
one at Kansas, though, this year.
Right, just which is huge.
That's hard to do.
Right. So, yeah, I agree. And we'll talk more about BYU. I know we're we'll go into those like second, third, fourth rounds, but we'll talk more about them later. I got a lot of strong opinions on them for sure.
Yeah. Getting into a Big Ten one now, Illinois taking on Morehead State. Illinois playing really good basketball
right now.
I mean, Shannon's back after, you know, the controversies and stuff at the beginning of the year. He looks like another, you know, wooden cannon, one of the best players in the country. Damask is playing really, really good. I mean, he's a bona fide baller too. So I like Illinois in this spot. The spread here is 12.5. I know Illinois doesn't play a lot of defense. Morehead State is actually really good defensively. I have that as well. They are 8th in the country in defense, points allowed, which could slow them down a little bit, but also that's like just one that like they're 8th in the country on defense because of the conference they play.
Right,
so
definitely.
I like Illinois. I don't think anyone's slowing down those two guys, and then they got good pieces around them too. So Illinois gets through. I think Illinois covers that number as well, personally.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think Illinois, it's the same thing with Auburn, right? Auburn's playing great ball right now. They went into their conference tournament not as, like, the number one seed and came out victorious, obviously. I know Illinois didn't take down the juggernaut that was Purdue in the Big Ten. Wisconsin did that for them. But I also think that the way that Shannon's playing is just unmatched. I mean, he's like, what, top three scorer in the country right now. Damask is kind of like one of those guys that we'll talk about in a little bit. Tucker DeVries actually next. Kind of similar where they kind of have a post-up game and can kind of do everything. So, yeah, I agree. Not much to say. I mean, Morehead State, a lot of people like them. Actually, a lot of people I've seen like them. It's just unfortunate that they're running into Illinois at this time, you know.
All right, next game. I know one that I'm excited for, but I know one that you're especially excited for. Washington State taking on Drake. Drake are 1.5-point underdogs.
Yeah, that's
interestingly enough.
Disrespectful.
I can't believe it. I love Drake in this spot. I'll just start real quick. I'll keep mine short. I love Drake in this spot. Tucker DeVries, one of the best players in the country. Missouri Valley Conference. I just love him here. So, I mean, I'm going to let Matty cook here because MVC is his bag. So,
Drake, the MVC, first of all, is people will think, you know, it's whatever. It's a very competitive conference.
Great conference.
I mean, Loyola Chicago was in it. They just actually recently moved to A-10, as you guys probably know. But, I mean, they don't play cupcakes. I mean, no. There's a couple cupcakes, right? Valpo was really bad this year. UIC is, like, never good, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they had to – first of all, they were underdogs at Indiana State when they played them in the championship. Mm-hmm. They lost to Indiana – or they beat them, and I think they lost them, at Indiana State. I love Drake in the spot. Tucker DeVries is a certified baller. Anton Wright, one of the best guards in that country or in that conference. The MVC is a top three conference in my eyes. And
fantastic.
It's not two or three.
They just play good basketball.
They just know how to play.
Indiana State not being in, by the way.
Yeah.
Not a disgrace. Not good.
Just a disgrace.
Not good.
But yeah, like Theo said, I mean, they beat Bradley three times. Bradley had a great year. They beat Indiana State twice, not to mention when they were underdogs in the conference championship game. This team is good. I will admit I don't know too much about Wazoo. I didn't watch much. I mean, it was Pac-12 after dark. It was hard to watch this year. Yeah, but what I do know is underdog is what Drake does. Drake does not turn over the ball. Washington State likes to get turnovers, but they won't against Drake. Tucker DeVries, like I said, one of the best players in the country. Give me Drake all day.
One of my best bets of the day, I think. Yeah. The fact that they're still underdogs, I'm surprised the line hasn't moved the other way, but that's fine. People keep sleeping. That's
how they've been all year.
That's okay.
All year.
We'll take that.
Yep.
And then rounding out the East, Iowa State, South Dakota State. Iowa State are 16.5-point favorites. Mm. Iowa State wins the game. I don't know if they cover that number. If I had to bet on the game, I probably won't. I would take South Dakota State. It seems like a lot of points. But Iowa State moves on in my bracket world.
Iowa State, but I don't think I would take anything. South Dakota State, I feel like, has that track record of, like, being that team that can do something. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you have different teams every year, but, I mean, they still had a great year. I probably would stay away from them. I think it's one of those things where there's other games I like more.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't feel the need to go after, you know, that 100%. One.
100%. Yeah. All right, getting into the West region here, and this one we're going to have a lot to talk about, you guys already know. We'll start simple. UNC-Wagner. UNC are 24.5-point favorites. Wagner has seven people on their team.
True.
So I love North Carolina. I think they cover the number. It's as simple as that for me.
that's cool. I mean, watching Wagner it was interesting. They're good team.
Not bad.
Hit some really lucky shots.
Yeah, that guard is really good getting downhill, but that's just not going to happen.
North Carolina all day. Give me the – what were the points again?
24.5.
It's a lot, but
it's a lot.
I also think if one of these one seeds is going to do that, it could be them. So I agree. I'm with you on that.
All right. The game that a lot of people are going to be here for, Mississippi State, Michigan State. Michigan State, the 9 seed, but are favored by 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
I got some notes for this one. I'll start with my notes. Yep. So I'm very nervous about this game. Extremely nervous. Hubbard scares me a lot. I mean, he can score at will, and he's one of those guys that if he hits one or two, he's going to take 10 more.
Yeah.
Malik Hall has to be very present. We have to have a good game from him. I'm not as worried about him. What I'm worried about and what we've seen throughout the season, but especially like in these Big Ten tournament games, I think we really could have beat Purdue. Jaden Akins is just invisible.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyson played much better, but like at times he fades. We need to get back to the basics of rebounding, which we've done a better job of lately.
Yep.
But, I mean, we got to keep it simple and hit open shots. We don't hit open shots, and nothing is ever timely.
Right.
Whenever we need one, even like when we're losing a game, but if we make a little run and we go up four and we have a wide open three to push it to seven, we miss every time.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Michigan State. I think that Tyson can contain Hubbard. Mississippi State's going to turn over the ball a lot.
Right.
We're going to be able to run. We can't get into the half court because we're going to struggle. I mean, we'll struggle against anybody in the half court. If we played Stetson, we'd struggle against them in the half court. So we got to get out and run. I think Mississippi State's going to give us some opportunities to do that. But I'm nervous.
Yeah, no, I am too. I agree with everything you said, basically. My biggest points when I was looking at this game were Mississippi State defends the three really well, which for us, I don't mind because we don't live or die. Like, we don't live and die by the three.
No.
You know, we'll hit them. You'll see Akins come down and hit some. Tyson, recently he hasn't been hitting them, but he'll come down and hit them. So I don't really worry about that. Where I think the difference is going to be and where I think we could actually win the game is, like you were saying, the fast break points. I mean, I was just looking up. Michigan State's, like, number 20 in the country in fast break points. Yeah. I mean, we're scoring about, they say, 14 to 15 points off of fast breaks, mm-hmm. right? And everyone knows that's how Michigan State plays. You know, we want to get up and down the court, but also, you know, that also is because our half-court offense is so bad.
Horrible.
Right?
It's horrible. So,
a lot of people are attesting it to Izzo not having the plays, all the stuff, but, like, he doesn't really have the players, you know?
No.
Like, I mean, when you have Malik Hall having a post up front and then he wants to just do a dribble move, that's not, you know. So, for me, it's going to come down to can we get up and down the floor, like we said?
Yep.
And, you know, can we hit those timely shots? I don't think timely shots are going to be, like, the death of us.
Right.
Like, I think we can hit them, but, like, I'm very scared for Hubbard. He's a freshman, first of all, which is insane.
Yeah.
And, like we were saying, he's one of those guys where I think some of these games he scored 5 points, but then other games he scored, like, 30.
Right.
So it's like, what kind of day is he going to have? Right? Because if he has a good day.
God, he's one of those guys that feels like right. the lights are going to come on.
I know. So that's what I'm scared of, because if he has one of those days, we're screwed.
Yeah.
Right? You know, if
we're
he does,
in big trouble.
We're in big trouble. But if he's a little more contained, AJ can actually run the offense, I think we have a chance.
We'll have good matchups on offense.
I think so, too.
We'll have good matchups.
Yeah.
God, I mean, just the absence of three-point shooting and,
right.
and an actual post game. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying it. Those of you who know me know. I can't believe how much I miss Joey Hauser.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I mean, he's massive.
But,
I mean,
I think we win this game. Obviously, I think we cover the number. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would bet us, obviously, with it being 1.5.
Right.
That's where I'm at.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
Well, also, what I would want to say, the last thing is, what I really like is Hubbard is 5, he's like 5'9", 180.
Small.
Small guard, which our guards, are, other than Tyson, I mean, Tyson's still like 6 foot, I think.
Yeah.
We have big guards.
Big guards.
I mean, AJ's, he's a big guard.
Yes.
So if we can get some effective switches onto Hubbard, I mean, I'll admit again, I haven't really watched a lot of Mississippi State, but if we can get switches on him, I don't know how good of a defender Hubbard is.
No.
So I think
he's not going to be able to stop AJ.
No.
He just has to be aggressive and
yeah.
smart.
It's yeah.
Just,
so.
That's what it comes down to. I mean, starting the tournament, noon game, that stinks. We're not going to get into that.
Yeah.
But Michigan State moves on, hopefully. Please.
Yeah, please win. Please win.
And we cover the number. That yeah. That's the pick there.
Yep.
Next game, St. Mary's Grand Canyon. I love St. Mary's in this spot,
mm-hmm.
personally.
Okay.
I don't know how you're feeling about it. St. Mary's are 4.5-point favorites. The reason I'm very high on them,
okay.
they lock down on defense, second in the country in points allowed.
Impressive.
They're more experienced this year. Mahaney was good last year. He's got another year under his belt. They're just and they're playing their best ball. They beat Gonzaga twice to end of the year. I mean, and they're playing good. They got through the tournament easily.
Mm-hmm.
I like St. Mary's in this spot. I
okay.
really do.
So I have Grand Canyon winning this game.
Okay.
But more because watching them throughout the year was awesome. I mean, they're a great team.
Yes.
They love to run the ball. You know, what I'm nervous of is the fact that St. Mary's is like they're a slow killer.
So slow.
They'll be slow, and they're just gonna keep working the knife
so
until
slow.
They're until it's you know what I mean. So that part really scares me. Also, what kind of scares me is that Grand Canyon doesn't have too much experience outside of their conference. I think when I saw they played, they lost to South Carolina. They did beat San Diego State, which is very impressive.
It is.
But, I mean, they play Seattle, Stephen F. Austin. Like, not too many great teams. I think I'm going to – God, this is hard because St. Mary's has been so – like, they've been bad throughout the years in the tournament.
Not great.
I mean, they beat Indiana the one year when everyone thought Indiana was going to upset them. But – this is one of those 12-5 where I think Grand Canyon could get it done. I don't really have much to back it up, though. You know, like,
listen, the way St. Mary's plays, it's just like they're going to play their game.
Right.
But if Grand Canyon gets them out of that, they're going to lose by 20.
Right.
So
I
like St. Mary's to play their game in this spot, but, I mean, I can see where you're at with Grand Canyon, too.
This is probably a game I won't bet. Just because I don't see the value in like what was the number again?
4.5.
See, like, for me, if Vegas had a lot of faith in St. Mary's, I think it'd be closer to like the 6-7 range.
Yeah.
4.5 makes me feel like, okay, the door's open for Grand Canyon. You know?
It is.
So that's why I'd probably stay away from it, but I'm very excited to watch this game. I think this game's going to be awesome.
It'll be a good one.
Yeah, I think it's going
to
be awesome.
It'll be a good one.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to another good one. Should be a lot of fun, at least. Alabama-Charleston. Go ahead and start with this one, Maddie.
Yeah, so Alabama, I think last I saw was at 12.5, or I think it was something like that.
Yeah, so I have 10.5.
10.5, okay.
But, I mean, it's been moving all over.
Yeah, so for me, Alabama, great team. A lot of offense, like we know.
Oh, my God, a ton.
Defense is non-existent.
Non-existent.
But what I love about this is Charleston is all offense, too.
Yep.
This over total, this is why I came out of this is why we love college basketball. Yep. 173.5.
Yes.
Theo and I, we always do this thing where we look at the highest total and we're taking it.
That's exactly what I have on this sheet.
That's a lock, excuse me.
Notes for this game, I'll read them out word for word. Both teams want to shoot out.
Yep.
They want to play.
Yep.
And Alabama, if, like, they'll start to play defense, but the second that it doesn't work and a team wants to speed up, they get excited.
Yep.
Both teams want to shoot out.
Yep.
Over, in all caps, with an exclamation point, 173.5.
That's right.
Comma, Bama, comma, Nate Oates.
Yes.
Nate Oates just has him playing.
Yep.
Like he – they talked about this on Pardon My Take earlier. I don't know if you heard it.
I didn't.
They were talking about Kentucky and the offense and how they played no defense, and Calipari's always talking about how they have to fix the defense. Nate Oates does not care.
No, he doesn't care.
He doesn't want to fix the defense at all. He just wants to outscore everybody. 173.5. I don't have a play on the spread for this game, but you better believe
we're
taking that over.
I think this game's going to be raced to 90. Oh. It's like whoever gets to 90 first. So what I also love about this game is that, like Charleston's going to that they're going to chuck up a million shots.
A million.
And they're just going to want to play and run and play. It's going to be a great game. So, yeah, I have Alabama advancing in my bracket.
Yep.
But I think the over is the play. This is one of those games where you would show James Naismith, like, sit him down and be like, look what the game has become.
Yeah.
And he would just be like, this is going to be a great game.
I hope it's 105 to 98.
And it's prime time. I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a great game.
So over is the play there. We both have Bama advancing. I love that.
Yep.
Another good one. This is a good region.
Great region. Tough region. I think
tough.
The most ambiguous region, I would say. It's
Clemson, New Mexico.
Yep.
Good game here. I have New Mexico advancing. The spread, interestingly enough, even though it's 11-6, New Mexico's favored by 2.5. And I think the reason why, I almost know the reason why, we've seen it time and time and time again.
Yep.
Guard play wins games in March.
Always.
New Mexico has by far the better guard play. One of the best backcourts in the country. You got House and Mashburn back there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're playing good ball right now. They like to get up and go. I mean, they get to the basket. They shoot it. I love New Mexico in this spot. I think they cover the game and they move on.
I don't think I like a team more in this tournament. Region, but this tournament than New Mexico.
I love them.
I think New Mexico is – they are the hottest team coming into this tournament. Guard play is unbelievable.
Yep.
PJ Hall is a great player.
Great player.
Joe Girard, great player.
Good player.
But come on. They're not going to keep up with
They're not.
I love New Mexico in the spot.
Yeah.
I love New Mexico in this tournament. I have them advancing, and we'll talk more about later. I have them advancing now, but this team is – I think this is your Cinderella team. Now, that might be an easy pick, but also I think it could definitely be the right one.
Yeah.
Because this is a good team.
Yeah.
So
– I mean, this just kind of goes back to the system. Even though New Mexico's got the better record, 11-6, and they're favored by more than a bucket.
You go for it.
It's New Mexico, and it's the guard play. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Next game, Baylor Colgate, interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
The spread here is 13.5. I have Baylor to advance. I don't have a lot on this game because Baylor's been here. They've been there all year, up and down.
Yeah.
Baylor advances. I don't think they cover the number personally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably not going to bet it, but we got to talk about the spread. You guys know. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. But
yeah.
I like Baylor to advance. I don't think they cover the number, but I personally am not going to bet it.
So I feel like we're agreeing on a lot of things, which people are probably like, oh, but that I agree with that.
We're going to get into some disagreements very soon.
Yeah, we will. But everything you said, nailed it. I think that this Colgate team has the player of the year of their conference.
Yeah.
I think his name is Jaden. Is it Jaden Smith? Or
good player. Also,
great player.
Also, just for the record, Braden I don't Smith. Know if this is the same guy. Mm-hmm. Is he the same guy that was all conference for football in
Ooh,
the Patriot League as well?
Oh, he might be. I don't know.
We were.
He's a small guard.
Someone was talking about that. Colgate has a guy, I don't know if it's him, that was all conference in football too and was really good at basketball.
They
I don't know
really
if it's the same guy. But
interesting, because they have – Keegan Records inside,
mm-hmm.
Beast.
Big.
For some reason, the last 2 years, I found myself watching Colgate play.
Big white guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I found myself watching them play in their championship game. I don't know why.
Patriot League's just
Patriot
good.
League's great. And they, I mean, they play some decent competition, but I'm not betting it. Well, I might bet it, but because I feel like those are one of those games where you got to take a plus
and
spread.
Baylor feels like a team that just will fall asleep.
Well, I mean, Walker, was it Walker, Jacoby? Yeah,
Walter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Great player.
But also, freshman. Yeah. You don't know how these freshmen, like, it's the same thing with Seth Hubbard. You don't know how, Seth Hubbard.
Yeah.
Shout out Western.
Yeah, shout out. Yep.
Josh Hubbard from Mississippi. You just don't know how they're going to play,
mm-hmm.
you know, so. But, yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm with you on that, definitely. So
that one will be interesting. I think Baylor gets through.
Yep.
Next game, and one I'm excited about personally, Dayton, Nevada.
Mm.
I love Dayton in this spot. Daron Holmes, one of the best players in the country.
One of the best. Not
dangerous. The thing with Dayton, though, is they have to get hot.
Yeah.
The guards have to get hot.
Have to.
Holmes is going to do what he does. I don't think anyone's going to really stop him.
Yeah.
If the guards get hot, the two Kobes, if they start going, this Dayton team is dangerous, dangerous in my opinion. I have Dayton moving on. The spread for this game, Dayton are 1.5-point underdogs. I love Dayton here.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Flyers.
I love it because we were just talking about not disagreeing, and this is where it starts.
Mm.
I actually really like Nevada in this spot. I think Dayton all year played really well.
Yep.
Towards the end of the year, really fell off.
And not great.
Not great. I mean, they didn't play bad, but
they looked really good.
Really good.
And then it got tough.
Once that Loyola game happened in at Loyola, I feel like we didn't have many games after that, but it went down. So I have a couple notes on this. Actually, a lot of notes, but I literally wrote hard game to choose. But I love the upset here because Dayton shoots a lot of threes.
A lot.
And hits them at a 40% clip, which is just absurd.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've seen in the tournament, threes can hurt you. Threes can really, really help you, right? What I think is, like, promising for Nevada is that they only allow a 31% shooting percentage from behind the arc. So, I mean, that's, like, it's some top in the nation. Mm-hmm. So, it just really depends. This is one of those games where you look at A-10 versus Mountain West right there. Yeah, Mountain West. Like, you just don't know.
That has got good guards.
Great guards. Keenan Blackshear, I think. Who was the guy that we were talking about that's not playing? I forgot who it is exactly. But they have one guy who might not play.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Keenan Blackshear is unbelievable. One of the best guards in the middle, Mountain West.
Really good.
And has played good guards all year.
Yeah.
You know?
Mountain West, a lot of good guards. A
lot of good guards. So, for me, I believe that you can't go wrong either way in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dayton has a chance. Daron Holmes is one of the best players in the country.
Yes.
He's probably top two big man. I mean, I would say for sure.
Yeah.
Like top two or three.
You got to take Edie out of it. He doesn't count.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, Dickinson's probably up there, him. But you can't discount what Nevada's done in a tough conference. Yeah. You know, it's hard. But also, I could see why. I mean, Dayton's been dominant all year.
I want it to be such a good game.
I think it's going to be. And you see the spread, right?
Mm.
It tells you a lot also. Yeah. But, I mean, we've been saying that all year, and college basketball has been tough to.
It's been tough.
Yeah. So I just hope for a good game.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens with it.
Yeah.
These 7-10 games are going to be.
They're going to be really
battles.
Good. They're going to be really.
You
good.
Know. So.
Closing out this region. West region,
mm-hmm.
Arizona, Long Beach State. Arizona are 20.5-point favorites. I really like Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I know Long Beach State has the storyline.
Yeah,
they are
good.
Coach got fired. He's
yeah.
still coaching. They win the conference tournament.
Yeah, they're good.
Arizona is so good.
So good.
But they have to have the right version of themselves show up. We saw it last year. They got beat. They have Caleb Love now, who's Pac-12 Player of the Year. He was awesome all year.
Yeah.
They have a good backcourt. Balo's good.
Balo's good. Pelle Larsen is unbelievable.
Good player. I like Zona in the spot. Personally, I think they cover this number. 20.5 feels like a lot, especially with the way that Long Beach State plays. But I like Arizona.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm taking Arizona in my bracket, obviously. I didn't look much into the spread because – I just – those 2 versus 15 are kind of hard to pick, you
right.
know. Arizona is unbelievable. They've played – I mean, they beat, obviously, Michigan State. They beat – which is not that hard to do.
No.
But they beat Duke, Wisconsin. Lost to Purdue, but great game. Mm. Beat FAU when they were, you know, earlier in the season. I agree. I think that Arizona is deep this year. There's something different about Arizona. Last couple years, they just haven't had, like, the guy, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like they all play their roles really well.
Mm-hmm.
Boswell knows he's got to be that defender, hit
yep.
a couple threes here
yep.
or there. Caleb Love can take over when he has to. Balo has – you know, I go back to that UCLA game that I remember live betting a while ago and watching it, and they were down, like, 10
mm-hmm.
and came back and won by whatever. It was a great game, and I think if that version of Arizona shows up, they can win the whole thing.
Yep.
So
I agree with you.
Yeah.
They're good enough to do it.
Yep.
It comes down to, like, they're one of those teams that sometimes they get into spots where they start living and dying by the three.
Yeah.
They don't get it inside a lot with Balo, and, like, things get a little shaky.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
I really like Arizona in that spot, though, especially with, like, the way the Pac-12 tournament was and the just – it's –
Oh, yeah.
I like Zona.
I agree. I'm with you on that.
All right, moving into the South region, one I'm really excited to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
My Houston Cougars.
That's right.
Number one seed in this region, taking on Longwood. Spread, 23.5. Houston. You bet on the Houston Cougars, you make money. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been the formula for 4 years. I like Houston first half and game. You guys already know the recipe. I think we cover this number. Longwood does not know what happened.
First half game, let's look at team total.
Yep.
Let's look
Longwood
at
under team total.
Yeah, let's look at everything.
Especially with how Houston went out in
oh.
that Big 12 tournament.
I don't think the pent up revenge that they're gonna wanna just inflict
yep.
on these teams. I'm sorry, Longwood. You really got Houston at a bad time.
Yeah. Bad time.
Bad time. So
bad time.
Like he said, first half game.
Cougs,
and more Cougs.
Yes, that's correct.
Yep.
Moving on, next game. Now, this one's a little bit interesting. Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
Texas A&M. The spread is Nebraska -1.5. Favorites.
Yep.
Nebraska's hot. They're hot at a good time. Texas A&M is good. I want to hear your opinion on this game.
Give me Nebraska all day. Every day of the week.
God,
call me a Big Ten, you know, fanboy. Call me a Big Ten bias. I don't care. If you watch Big Ten basketball, you know how good this Nebraska team is.
They're good.
Madison Side is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Everyone will know Keisei Tominaga's name by the end of this tournament.
Yes.
Everyone will know him by the end of his game. He is going to come out. He's going to fight. He is going to cross the timeline.
Yeah.
And that's where his range is. Mm-hmm. Everyone, I love Nebraska in this spot. Nebraska has great guard play. Not only do they have great guard play, they have a competent inside game as well. I say that because Michigan State does not. But they have a competent inside game, and they have forwards that can do it. Mm.
I couldn't agree with you more, Maddie. Yeah. I love Nebraska in this spot. They're hot. They're shooting the ball well. I mean, if Tominaga and Williams stay hot, they have more than enough to get it done in this game. And
definitely.
They scare me against Houston a little bit. A little bit they scare me in the next round. We'll get to that.
Telling you.
Next game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one I've been back and forth and back and forth. It's a popular pick. It's a trendy pick. Wisconsin, James Madison. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. let's start with the spread. I'm sorry. I just got a little distracted. The candle went out here. Wisconsin are 4.5-point favorites. Wisconsin takes down Purdue in the Big Ten tournament.
They're hot.
They face this James Madison team that's 31-3.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic year for them. Best year in program history. We're not going to talk about the Michigan State
game.
Yeah,
no, we don't have to.
But Wisconsin, after just really falling off, puts together a really good Big Ten tournament.
A great Big Ten tournament.
Please start, because I might switch in this, this small little.
I had James Madison this morning.
Yes. And for the record, I have JMU on this right now.
Okay.
But
I have Wisconsin now. I might have JMU after this podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know. I my heart really wants to take JMU because this team plays good defense. What's his name? Terrence Edwards. He is unbelievable.
Really good.
Really, really good. Right? And it's one of those teams where it's like, not that they shouldn't be good, but they just grind it out.
Yeah.
They're a good team, well coached. Like, I don't know.
They shoot it really well.
They shoot it
too.
So well.
And Wisconsin's not that great.
No, and
on defense too. No. Like they're just. I have JMU written down before this. We talked a little bit. I switched to Wisconsin, just because of how they're playing. They have a good inside game, which I think they'll have a good advantage in that department.
I'm gonna go with
Wisconsin.
Okay.
For right now. I'm gonna go with Wisconsin.
Okay.
They're trending back in the right direction. Also, AJ Storr, great player.
Great player.
Really good player.
Crowell's a good player.
They have a guy. Like Storr is a legitimate guy. Chucky's playing good ball.
Great ball.
I don't like this Wisconsin team at all.
I don't either.
I don't like them, but
I'm gonna stay
with the Badgers.
But I will say I think that every team needs a Tyler Wall on their team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a guy that I can't stand playing against, but you love to have him on your team. I think he's going to – I don't mean to say try hard, but, you know, he's going to really put it all out there for, you know, senior year, whatever. He's going to put it all out there. So I don't mind taking Wisconsin in the spot, not the more that we talk about it, just because Chucky Hepburn, all Big Ten defensive player. I mean, just a good team, well-coached. Greg Gard knows what he's doing, on fire. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. And I'm going to go with what I was saying about Big Ten versus some conference, you know, whatever they're in, the SoCon, whatever they're in, right?
Fun Belt.
Yeah. You're right. Sun Belt, yes. So that's why I'm not going to go against it. I'm going to stick with Wisconsin.
Yes.
Because.
Could easily change, though, just for the record.
Could change.
Put that out there.
But I'm going to. It was 1.5.
4.5.
Oh, 4.5?
4.5.
Yeah, I don't know if I can touch that. That's see, these 12-5
games
are
number,
tough number. So
I like Wisconsin.
Yeah.
As of right now, and I think that they cover that number.
Okay.
That's my right now thought.
That's not the final thought, but that's right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next game, Duke, Vermont. Duke interesting this year. Just really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I like Duke in this spot. The number here is 11.5. I like Duke.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's not
experienced guards.
Yeah. 11.5 is kind of weird, I'd say. Especially for a team that, like Duke, who always gets this hype going in, Vegas loves them, all this stuff, you know? Yeah, no, I like Duke. I think their guard play, I mean, McCain is unbelievable. Yeah. Proctor is very good. Like, yeah, no, I totally think it's Duke.
They have guys. I think it's Duke. No, I think they cover the number as well. Next game. Now, this one's interesting. You got Texas Tech, who's been here and there all year. And then you got NC State, one of the hottest teams. Mm-hmm. Hottest teams in the country. I don't think it really matters who wins this game. I don't think this team gets into the second weekend. I've been back and forth on this game all day. I think I like Texas Tech.
Okay.
I don't know for sure. The spread here, by the way, Texas Tech 5.5. I think I like Texas Tech to move on. I don't think they cover 5.5, though. I think it's a very close game. It matters what Texas Tech team shows up, though. From what I've watched from Texas Tech this year, I mean, they just jack it up. They take so many threes.
A lot.
If they hit the shots that they need to, I think they get it done. Okay. I don't think they cover 5.5. I think this is a very close game. But this NC State run that they just went on in the conference tournament, sometimes it translates, sometimes it doesn't.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Texas Tech.
Okay. I'm going with NC State. I don't know about – in my bracket I am. I guess that would mean I kind of like the spread too, just because for me, hot teams
– yes.
Big 12 is a great conference, so I'm not gonna go down that avenue. But Pop Isaacs versus DJ Horn is gonna be an amazing matchup. Mm-hmm. This is why I think I'm a little more on NC State, and it's the fact that DJ Burns is playing
dog,
just an absolute animal,
dog,
absolute dog. He's playing at such a high level right now.
Yes.
I mean, they're gonna have people to stop him, but also. Like, the way that I was watching the game a little bit, the championship game, just the way that he's facilitating out of the post and the way that the it just seems like something really clicked for this NC State team. Now, I do think they're one of the, like, not one of the best teams in the tournament, but if you're going to go off of, like, the last month.
Yeah, right now they're playing.
Right now, playing I mean, football. I don't know, something clicked. I'm going to go NC State. Like you said, I don't think they get to the second weekend, but I'm going NC State at this spot.
I like it.
I think I like the spread, too, just because I just don't know which Texas Tech team is going to show up.
God, I know.
But
I'm going to stick with Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've been back and forth on it. I'm going to stick with Texas Tech. Like I said, I don't think they cover the number. So at least we have that consensus. Yep. NC State to cover is the play for both of us.
Yeah, definitely.
We have a different team moving on. But, I mean, the NC State's playing good ball. I don't know if it's going to last. But
totally, yeah.
It's not the same Texas Tech team as years past. They don't lock down like that. It's
and, like, Joe Toussaint, I can't believe he's still playing.
Me neither.
It's insane.
This should be a really good game.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game.
It's going to be good.
Great game.
Next one, a little bit of home cooking here. Kentucky-Oakland. Kentucky are 13.5-point favorites against the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. Campy makes it back in. Oakland has a great year. They close it out in the tournament. Unfortunately for them, though, they run into Kentucky.
Yeah.
I think this is my favorite bet.
Okay.
I think it's my favorite bet of the first round.
Love it.
Kentucky minus 13.5. Kentucky first half. Kentucky team total. We've seen this zone, Maddie, year after year after year.
Yeah.
When it works, it works. When it doesn't.
Oh, no, it's not.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it's not.
Now, Kentucky loves to pound the ball. We know that. They dribble. Rob, he's out there. He's shifty. He's doing what he does. Mm-hmm. Reed Shepard, great player. They just have guys who can put the ball in the hole. And if they realize that all they have to do is pass, and they'll just get a wide open three every time. I think Kentucky can win this game by 30.
Yeah.
Now, will they realize that? I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know if they will realize it. Kentucky moves on. Kentucky covers this number easily. I think easily they cover this number. I'm sorry, Oakland. I wish it wasn't Kentucky, but also it's pretty cool for them.
Right.
At the end of the tournament, they play Kentucky.
Let's just start. First shout out, Coach Campy.
Big time.
Golkey.
The Lampin. Arena.
Yep. Townsend. And, of course, Rocket Watts.
Yep.
Former Spartan dog.
Yep. for the record, I hope Golkey gets hot at one point. Yes, really want that to happen.
I agree. And I
one of the best shooters in the country.
And I saw a video on Twitter of him getting shots up, so you know he's already locked in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I agree. I hate to say it because this is, you know, Oakland's one of the teams closer to our heart here.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to get beat big, yeah. I think. And I agree.
I think so, too. It just it feels like it.
I mean, I'm just looking at some stats here. Kentucky has attempted 772 three-pointers, and they made 318 at 41%. I mean, that is unbelievable.
Reed Sheppard might be the best shooter in the country.
The best shooter in the country. Rob Dillingham, if he could go outside to the parking lot and pull it, he would. This team is going to get ignorant. They're going to go out there. They're going to play.
And if they get hot.
Oh, jeez.
It's over.
So,
It's so over.
So, I really like total.
Yep.
Kentucky total and mm-hmm. game, I think. I think that's where I'm at with this game. Just because if Kentucky is going to hit a team total over, it's going to be in the first round.
Yes.
You know, when they're playing. Because you know that Cal's going to have his guys ready.
Yep. Young
guys. I mean, there's going to be some nerves. I know this total is high. A lot of freshmen out there. This could be a first half under type of look, but mm-hmm. I'm not putting that on the card, you know, just because of the way that Kentucky plays. Yep. You know, it'd be hard to.
Yep.
But, no, I agree. I think Oakland's going to get – they're going to get
– it's just a bad matchup.
It's a bad matchup for them.
And the thing with Oakland is like they're gonna Campy will live and die by the zone.
Oh, he will.
They won't switch in a man.
He's gonna be stubborn. He's gonna do what he wants.
If they switch in a man, which I can't remember the last time they've done it, but they just can't. They can't switch in a man.
It's like Syracuse.
They have two
playing,
top five picks.
Yeah, like I you know. But yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
one.
Kentucky by a million.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at right now. All right, next game, Florida facing the winner of Boise State, Colorado. That's just tipped off here behind the camera.
Yep.
7-10 matchup. Florida, key injury here down the stretch.
Big injury.
Played good ball all year. Won some big games. I like Florida to advance in this spot. I'm curious to see who wins this game here.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about this before. I think it's going to be Colorado. We'll see.
Yep.
I'm going to take Florida to advance.
Okay. So for me, I have the winner of this game moving on, but – if it's Boise State, I think I'm going to switch to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
If it's Colorado, I like Colorado.
Okay.
I think Colorado is a really good team.
They are.
I mean, we're watching now. They got, you know, a couple of some very good players. I think that injury to Florida is really, really going to take a toll on them.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's next man up always mentality, but you just like – I mean, look at this big fella on Colorado. You know, who's going to –
no one's going to stop
it's that. It's their seven-footer that got it, right? It was the
yep,
big
yeah,
guy.
Yeah,
so
yeah, they're big, yep.
It's hard for me. Let's just – I would say what – obviously, we don't have a line for it yet, right?
Yep.
But I guess when the line comes out, I have to look at it more. But right now, I'm going to say if Colorado advances, I'm taking them. If Boise State advances, I don't think that Boise State can get past Florida. Especially because Florida's hot.
They are.
They just played in the champ. Like they're hot. You know,
they're good.
So
I don't know how they are, but like the games that I've watched, they play good ball.
But really good ball,
but
and they score a lot.
They do
a lot.
Colorado can absolutely beat them. I agree with you. I don't think Boise State can beat them.
No.
I guess we'll see what happens in this game.
Yeah,
I like Florida either way. I have them moving on. Obviously, we can't talk too much about it because we're still waiting for this game then. But
yeah, definitely.
Moving on, and this one's interesting.
Here we go.
215, Marquette, Western Kentucky, 14.5 is the number. Go ahead, Manny.
Okay. So, Kolick might be out for this game. We don't know yet. Doubtful. Or I think he's, like, questionable right now.
Yeah.
Marquette, great season. Couple things that I wrote down for this game were – we just talked about a little before. Western Kentucky, fastest tempo in college basketball.
Yep.
Now, with tempo comes turnovers, right?
Yes.
They turn the ball over a lot. Marquette likes to turn people over. So, this I have Marquette moving on. What's the spread on this
14.5.
14.5, which is, I think, a lower spread for those 215. I'm sure that they're factoring in Kolick maybe being injured.
Yep.
I think I would stay away from the spread just for the fact of that potential that Western Kentucky could turn it up.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be caught in that. So for me, mm-hmm. I'd stay away from this game, but I like Marquette to move on.
Yes.
What do you think?
I agree with you. I mean, the injury obviously is big.
Yep.
I think they keep him out of this game just because there's no reason to push in. Their second round game, whoever they play, is not going to be easy.
No.
So I think they keep him out. I'd like Marquette to move on, but I think Western Kentucky covers 14.5.
Okay.
Just because, like, especially with a team like Western Kentucky and the tempo that they play at, they're going to stay at that tempo.
Oh, 100%.
So Marquette gets up. You know, they don't want anyone else to get injured. Yep. Mm-hmm. They take off the gas a little bit. Western Kentucky picks it up at the end. Boom, we have a backdoor cover. They lose by 12.
Exactly.
It's a winner.
Right.
So
I like that. Yeah, I like that logic on that.
Marquette moves on. I think Western Kentucky covers, though.
Yeah.
All right, last region here. Midwest region. One seed Purdue is taking on – who just won that game? Did Montana State win that game?
Grambling won.
Grambling won
Grambling
that game.
Yep.
Shout out Grambling.
Yep.
Purdue taking on Grambling. We just watched the conclusion of that game. We don't have a spread yet. We could probably look one up live here. We'll get that by the end of the episode, but it's not going to happen again.
No.
It's not going to happen again.
No,
Purdue moves on.
Yeah, so Purdue moves on the spot. Zach Edey is just from another world.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk more. I think once we get deeper into the brackets, we'll talk more about Purdue.
Yeah.
But for this game specifically, Purdue moves on. They shoot the ball well. They don't make many mistakes. You know, it's a team Grambling that they should run all over.
Yep.
Yeah.
All over. And Edey should absolutely just dominate.
Edey should have – I mean, if he doesn't have 25, an upset itself. So, yeah, I agree.
Next game. Utah State, TCU.
Mm-hmm.
Utah State are 3.5-point underdogs. I love Utah State here.
Yeah.
I really, really like Utah State. The way they play the game, I can't remember his name right now. They have a big from England.
Yeah, is it Osabor?
Yes. He's from London.
Yeah, great.
Really good. Scores the ball.
Yeah,
they can hit
good.
The three.
Really good.
TCU's been up and down. Weird. They have good guard play. I like Utah State here.
Okay.
I've seen more of Utah State. I'll say that. I've seen more of Utah State this year. So that definitely factors into the pick. 3.5, though. I love Utah State plus 3.5.
Love it.
I think they win the game and they move on.
So I say I love it because there's times where we're going to disagree and I would like to be I'm convinced, right? Because
yes.
I have TCU in this pick.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have TCU? They're like number – I think they were number one in fast break points. They want to get up the court. Mm-hmm. They want to play. I haven't watched much of Utah State. TCU plays in a hard conference.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of got beat around in the Big 12, though.
They did.
And I think a lot of their 9 seed comes from the fact that they played really hard teams, but they also won really hard games.
Yep.
So I actually think I'm going to switch my pick over to Utah State. For me, TCU has to get out and run, and I don't think they can do much other than that, you know. So I think I'm going to switch over to Utah State for this one. I really like that. And it was 3.5, you said?
The spread's 3.5, yep.
Oof. So that's another one where I think that you could get some really good value.
Osabor, Bradford, England, shout out him.
There it is. I love that. So I think I'm going to go – I had TCU, but I think I'm going to switch it over to Utah State.
It's fair.
Yeah.
But
they have a great team.
It's going to be a good one.
Oh, it's going to
really
be good.
This is. Yeah. I think this is the 8-9 game I'm looking forward to the most, crazy enough.
Other than Michigan State.
Right. Right.
But that's
but that,
a
that's
biased.
Just like that doesn't even count in my head. I'm not ready for that game.
I will say the 8-9 games this year are really tough.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Because they're like conferences that are, I don't know, it's really, really good this year.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. And there happens to be 3 Big Ten teams in those, so that's going to be great.
Yeah.
So
Utah State, that's my pick. Maddie switched over.
Yep.
We'll see what happens on the final copy, but
yep.
I like Utah State in that spot.
I agree.
Popular one here.
Yeah.
5-12 matchup.
God, this game's going to
rock. Gonzaga-McNeese.
Oh.
Will Wade, McNeese in the tournament.
Yep.
Gonzaga are 6.5-point favorites.
Yep.
It's Gonzaga.
You like Gonzaga?
I think so.
Okay. So I – we kind of talked about this earlier. I like Gonzaga, and I the problem I'm having here, I think I would bet Gonzaga, but for the sake of the bracket, I would take McNeese because I want to put some upsets. Does that make sense?
Yes. You know what I mean? I know what you're saying.
So, for me, it's like, I think I'd rather lose money on Gonzaga not covering, you know?
Right.
I think that's kind of where I'm at. Because Gonzaga should win this game.
They should win it by a lot.
Right, and they should cover this number. They have an elite offense. Mm-hmm. They play really well. McNeese plays great defense, but skewed
experience on Gonzaga.
I know. And it's skewed data with McNeese, right? Because they play in a conference that's, I mean, they beat Michigan, but I mean, come on.
I mean, anyone could have beat,
I mean, Long Beach State beat, yeah, Michigan.
I mean, who didn't mean, beat Michigan?
I mean, come on.
I know we didn't lose to them. I'm just going to say we didn't
lose
to
them. Yeah, let's just throw that
out. We're just going to leave me a hot Kevin. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Good.
Yeah. So, but yeah, let's go. I have McNeese in my bracket.
Okay.
But I think I would take Gonzaga. Okay. You know what I mean?
The people who know exactly what you just said.
Yeah. Yeah.
The people who need to hear that, they know exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
It might not make sense to some of you, but I know exactly what you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Gonzaga. I think they easily cover the number.
Okay.
They have experience. It's McNeese.
Right.
I love Will Wade. I love him.
Oh.
It's not the time.
Yeah.
It's just not the time.
Did he do bad? I mean, yeah. But he's back.
But, yeah, but also he's ahead of his time a little bit, too. I mean, like, if he was doing that now,
it's
that's no problem.
Yeah.
That's no problem.
What was it was 7.5?
6.5. Oof. That's what I have written down here, though.
That's crazy.
I think Gonzaga wins that game.
I think they could. But it's just such a low spread again. It's those 5-12 games that are, like,
weird
games, right?
It's weird.
So, yeah. Okay. I'm with you.
Next game. Now, this one.
I can't wait for this game.
This one is...
I can't
Kansas
wait.
Samford. Kansas are 7.5-point favorites against Samford. Kevin McCullough out for the tournament.
Confirmed.
Dickinson is playing.
Yep.
Kansas has just had one of the weirdest seasons I can remember.
I mean,
they looked so good to start. McCullough was playing his best ball. He's played. He was averaging 20 a game. You got Dickinson inside. I don't know if I can take Samford to win, but I think Kansas advances. I think Samford covers the game, but Samford gets up and goes. They get up and go.
Buckyball. For people who don't know what buckyball is, back at home right now, I did a little research today.
Talk to me.
This is one of the best things I've ever heard in college basketball. Have you heard of buckyball?
I don't think I have.
So their coach is named Bucky.
Okay.
He came up with this what do you call it? Offense or game, I guess. He was like a D2 coach, high school coach for low whatever. Brought it to the D1 level. It's called Buckyball. They play like all their guys basically. They do like a 10 or 12 man rotation. None of their guys play more than like, I think the most is like 20 minutes. None of them average more than whatever points. All they do every single play, you guys, it's the best thing in the world. They press every make. They run up and down the court. Their tempo is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's basically pressing every game. And what they do is they just do like 5-man rotations almost, where they'll just have people come in and out so that they have fresh legs, so that they're pressing all the time, so that their tempo's up. This is where I think Kansas could be beat, but also could blow them out.
Yes.
Is if Samford plays that game, presses them, moves them up, all this stuff, then Kansas is going to be – they're going to be screwed, basically. Mm-hmm. But KJ Adams could have an absolute field day with this press. You break that press, KJ Adams is going to be wide open for slams.
Lob dunk
so
every time.
Part of me – I don't know what the over is on this game.
I'll get it for you right now.
Yeah, but part of me is thinking, like, that Samford could come up.
153.5.
Which is high for a college
game. High.
So part of me is thinking that Samford could come out and, I mean, if I'm telling you, if they come out and they go on like a little like 10-0 run, 10-something run.
They're staying on the gas.
It could
too.
Be a long, long game for Kansas, you know? Because think about it. Kansas doesn't rotate that many people. So it's like, it's really going to break them down. Buckyball. It's just unreal.
So do you have Samford advancing?
I do.
I like it.
I have Samford advancing.
I can't do it yet.
I get it.
I could get there by tomorrow.
I get it.
I have Kansas advancing. I think Samford covers the number.
I love
though.
It. But also, everything in my body wants me to see McNeese versus Samford.
Yeah, that would be
so
crazy.
Bad.
That'd be crazy.
So right now, I told myself I have a couple upsets here or there. This is one of those where I was like, I'm doing it. This is going to happen. I love Samford. They have a fan in me now. Buckyball all the way.
Love it. Next game. And this is a team that's been highly talked about, at least within our within our group.
Yep.
South Carolina, Oregon. South Carolina are 1.5-point favorites as the sixth seed. Oregon gets in after winning the Pac-12 tournament.
Yep.
I just can't bet against South Carolina.
Yeah.
We've done it so many times. And it hasn't worked once.
I know. So
it hasn't worked one time betting against the Cox. Not one time. Nope. I'm taking South Carolina to win, advance, cover the number.
I love it. I'm taking Oregon. just because.
It's so.
Okay.
I want to take Oregon.
I know.
I can't.
They're red hot. South Carolina has absolutely stolen so much money from both of us this year because of this.
God.
Oregon. Okay. I watched a lot of South Carolina. I don't know why. I watched a lot of South Carolina this year.
A ton.
I don't know why.
A ton.
And so when you hear this stat, you might actually not be that surprised.
Okay.
South Carolina is number one in the nation in luck. Number one.
Really?
Yes. And KenPom has a luck factor or has a luck stat, and they are number one. And it makes sense because
– It makes so much sense
because they're coming down and – they're beating teams like Kentucky.
I mean, they beat everybody.
They beat everyone. And they weren't even supposed to be there.
God.
So when I saw that stat, I was like, well, it makes sense. When does luck run out? I don't know. They didn't do too well in the SEC. I mean, they were okay, right? But that's why I'm going to take Oregon at this spot. Dana Altman is 7-0 in the first round, no matter what seed he is.
That's a good stat.
I can't.
That's a good stat.
Yeah. I saw that today, and I was like, well, South Carolina's going to take some more money from me because I'm taking Oregon. I'm not going to let the luck – it's like a 1.5, right?
1.5 is the number.
Yeah. South Carolina?
South Carolina's favored.
I love Oregon. God. I love them. God, I love them.
God, me too. I can't do it, though. I'm taking South Carolina.
Yeah, no,
I can't think about it.
Yeah. Super fair.
I can't think about it.
Yeah, super fair.
Moving on.
Yep.
Creighton, Akron, 12.5-point favorites, the Jays. I love Creighton here.
Creighton, this all day.
This might be my bet. This might take over Kentucky as the best
bet.
I don't see how they don't win this game by 20.
No, so.
Akron is not good.
My best bets would be BYU and this.
Yeah.
Creighton is, they're going to, I don't know if anyone saw them play UConn. But how many – they broke the record for threes, I think.
Yeah.
And they're – I mean, this team can play. And shout out Kent State. You guys should have been – should have been in this tourney.
Shout out Maction also.
Definitely. Akron doesn't deserve to be here. No offense to any Akron friends. But Akron doesn't deserve to be here. Creighton all day.
Yeah.
I want them first half game.
Yep.
Total. This is one of those
every
trifectas.
I still can't believe this number.
Insane.
I stand by the fact that not many people watch more MAC basketball than I did this year.
Yep.
I watched a ton of MAC basketball. A ton.
Maybe too much, people would say.
Yes.
But
Akron is not very good.
No.
They get slowed down in spots. Like you said, they shouldn't have even have been here. They almost lost to their biggest rival. They should have lost to their biggest rival.
Who was like an 8 seed.
Who was
not good. Yeah, not good.
Not
no.
good this year.
No.
I love Creighton.
Love
every
him.
Which way in this spot.
I don't think there's a quicker – it's Creighton.
Creighton 100%. Every which way.
Yep.
Next game, wrapping up the first round here, two more games to go. Mm-hmm. Texas, Colorado State. Texas are 2.5-point favorites.
I love this game.
Go ahead.
I love Colorado State in this game. And the only reason I love them in this game is Colorado State already has that game under their belt.
They do.
They play in a tough conference. So does Texas, 100%. Yep. Texas, they ever since, you know, Beard left, they just haven't, their coach is not that great.
No.
They play okay.
Yeah.
I will say, experience.
Yes.
They have Hunter, who's been in this spot. Mm-hmm. They have Ace Smith. They have experience. So that.
Is DeSue healthy? He's healthy now,
I think,
right?
So, yeah. So that's
Let me double check on that, but go ahead. Keep going.
Well, no, I'm just saying that's where I'm hard. It's hard for me to pick because, like, Colorado State is – there's always a team from that – I saw a stat the other day. There's a team from a first four that always makes a run.
Yes.
Always.
That is true.
And Colorado State, to me, has kind of the best – I mean, I would say Colorado and Colorado State probably have that best draw to do it. So I'm going to take Colorado State in the spot. I think 2.5 is – I think it's showing you that – how much Vegas knows that Colorado State could be in this game.
Yes.
Who's their big Texas? Is he playing? I think he's like number 3. Cunningham, maybe? No. I can't remember his name. But
Cunningham's the white guy.
Yeah. Is he playing? He was injured for a little. Is he playing?
He played in their last game.
Okay. And is DeSue playing?
DeSue's playing.
Okay. So that's big. Because those are
– I like Texas.
Yeah, that's fair.
I like Texas in this game.
Super fair.
Colorado State looked decent last night.
Yep.
They also just played Virginia.
Oh, well, yeah, 100%.
Who's
– I mean, they couldn't –
I can't believe that they
– I mean, they couldn't throw a beach ball
into
the sea.
This is the thing. Virginia – I'm not going to talk about this too long because they're out.
Yeah.
Virginia got so much hate
right.
all year for how they played. They got so much hate, especially for sneaking in. And, I mean, to do that last night,
oh,
horrible.
I mean, you get into the tournament and you do that.
Horrible show.
Lay an egg.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Tony Bennett.
I like Texas in this spot, 2.5. I think they win the game and cover the number.
Yep.
Based on one thing that you said, experience.
Right.
Ace Miss has been on the stage before and showed out. DeSue's a really, really good player
really good.
When he's been healthy. Mm-hmm. They have older guys, Cunningham off the bench, who, you know, they've had some health problems all
year.
Yeah,
definitely.
Injuries. I like Texas here, just based on the experience. Colorado State's a good team, though.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a really good game. I think
it's going to be a great game.
I think Texas and the Big 12 trials, you know, playing in that conference all year, I think in the end it helps.
I love it. I love it.
I have Texas. Last game of the first round, Tennessee St. Peter's. I love this game.
Yeah.
This is definitely my favorite 215 in terms of betting.
Yeah.
Tennessee are 19.5-point favorites. I think Tennessee wins this game by 40.
Okay.
I do. Just because of how they've looked down the stretch here, have not looked good. Got bounced in the Big 12 SEC tournament, Got bounced early. One of the best players in Dalton Connect.
Unbelievable player.
Got to put it all on the line. Senior guard with Ziegler. Experience.
Yep. Vescovi. Good,
yes, Vescovi. Experience. Mm-hmm. Adu. Experience.
Adu, yep.
I think Tennessee wins this game by a ton.
I totally agree with you. I didn't get to look much into this game. Because it's one of those 215s where you're just like, well,
yeah,
you know. But St. Peter's, the darlings of the tournament, you know, when was that? A couple years
ago?
Two years ago, right? I don't see them doing it again.
No.
Tennessee is an outstanding team.
This is the best team they've had.
They play defense. Yep. They play they run a good offense. Usually these Tennessee teams play good defense.
Yeah.
They're always going to play good defense. But they don't have the guy.
They have a guy.
And this year they have a guy.
They have a guy.
And I see this trend a lot. I think we see this trend this year a lot more with the Tennessees, the Purdue's, the Houston's. Mm. They got a guy.
Yep.
Right? And Dalton Connect can carry this team.
I mean,
this is a guy who can go out and score 40 if he wants to.
Easily.
Easily.
He's done it a couple times this year.
So I'm with you. Tennessee spread. It might be a Tennessee, whichever way, every way, you know. But, yeah, I got them advancing.
Love it.
Yep.
All right, so that does it for the first round. Obviously, that'll do it for the betting talk. Just because, obviously, we don't have spreads for any of the games because they haven't happened yet.
We can maybe guess a couple spreads
over
there.
Yeah.
What's up.
But I think, Maddie, we just go, like, I'll go my East region, you go yours.
Okay.
We just go back and forth.
Let's do it.
So I'm going to go through my East. I have UConn, FAU, in that second round game. Mm-hmm. UConn advances. I think that's a really good game.
Okay.
I think FAU shows out. They kind of have a little spark. UConn gets it done in the end.
Okay.
My next game, San Diego State-Auburn. One of the games I'm most excited for,
oh,
if it
dude.
Happens.
This
game's going to
be
awesome.
It'll be awesome. Awesome game.
It'll Ladee, Broom, great matchup. Guards going at it.
Yep.
Hustle everywhere.
Oh, dude.
I think Auburn gets through. Auburn is into my Sweet 16.
Okay.
BYU, Illinois. I've gone back and forth on this game. I have Illinois written down.
Yep.
They don't play defense, though.
None.
They don't play any
defense.
I mean,
non-existent.
Yeah, just please.
It's not there.
Please chime in here so we can,
can
just work through this.
Yeah, it's
they
not there.
They don't play
there.
Any defense.
None.
And BYU can get hot.
And I'll tell you right now, they're number two in KenPom offense, 92 in defense. Just to put that in perspective, UConn, who's number one, is 12 in defense at least. You know,
Illinois is 92 in defense.
92, but also Alabama's 113. But that's another.
Yeah.
That's another story.
Yeah.
So
I have Illinois. That game can go either way. I'm going to stick with Illinois.
Yep.
For right now.
Okay.
Drake, Iowa State.
Ugh.
It's Drake.
Yep.
It has to be Drake.
It's Drake.
Drake wins that game. They move on. UConn, Auburn in the Sweet 16. It's UConn, Illinois, Drake. Illinois wins the game.
Fair.
And then UConn, Illinois, UConn into the Final Four.
Love it. So you want me to go my East?
Yeah,
now?
Go with your
okay.
East. Yeah.
So I have UConn, FAU. I got FAU advancing.
Love that.
I love that. So this is why
everyone has UConn for the record.
Totally.
The ESPN, like you know, when the celebrities
yep.
and the analysts,
yep.
everyone has UConn.
I know. So this is my thing. FAU, UConn got the hardest draw.
Yes.
And I think it's not even close.
By far.
By far. I think if a team is going to beat this UConn team, it's a team that's been there. It's a team that was very highly rated, and it's a team that has a coach that can get them ready. Obviously, mm-hmm. that's FAU down to a T.
Yep.
So I honestly think, even if Northwestern won that game, I think they could give them a game. I don't think they're going to win it.
Okay.
But I think FAU has a better chance of winning it.
Are we worried about the magic running out?
For
FAU, the
FAU?
Magic from last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, but also John L. Davis is a cold-blooded killer.
Yes, he is.
They got a dude, and yeah. they got a big man. Klingon is good.
Yeah.
Tristan Newton's amazing.
Yeah.
But there's two guys right there that can really. I just think, like, we talked about experience, and that's what this FAU team has.
They do.
Also, UConn does, uh-huh. but this is a different team than last year. You know what I mean? So I got FAU.
Okay.
And then we have the San Diego State-Auburn. I got Auburn going uh-huh. through. Great game.
Great game.
BYU-Illinois. I actually have BYU advancing through that.
It's just so fair.
It's a hard game. Uh-huh. I went back and forth. Drake.
God, Illinois plays no defense.
I know they don't. But
I'm staying with Illinois.
Right. Drake, Iowa State. I mean, we already know. We already know who I'm taking. Drake. Also because, I mean, Iowa State plays great defense.
Good.
This game is being played in
Omaha.
And Drake, it's basically a home game for
yes.
Drake. And
yes.
also a home game for Iowa State.
Yes.
But it's basically a home game for Drake.
Every single
Everyone.
Drake fan.
Yep.
If you are a Drake fan.
Get out there.
You have to be at this game.
I might be at this game. I mean.
You have to be at that game.
I have to. I mean, you just
Drake,
have to.
It has
it's
to
Drake.
Be Drake.
Auburn beats FAU. BYU beats Drake. Auburn's in my Final Four.
Okay.
Mainly because this team's different. Bruce Pearl's a good coach.
Yes, he is.
They're hot. That's what I got.
I like it.
Yep.
West region. North Carolina, Michigan State, we run out of gas. If we even win that the Mississippi State game, we're not going to get back into it.
Yep.
I want to say that we can win that game because I think
we can win any game.
Yes. I don't think we do.
Game, no.
Everything's pointing the wrong direction. They have a legit big. Game's in Charlotte. I'm taking North Carolina. I'm not going to touch on that anymore. Next game, I have St. Mary's, Bama. Talk about two opposite teams.
Mm.
Slow versus fast.
Insane.
Like, slowest of the slow versus fastest of the fast.
Yep.
I took St. Mary's in that spot.
Yep.
I think Bama gets frustrated. They force. It's not going to work. St. Mary's wins the game. New Mexico State, or not New Mexico State, New Mexico Baylor.
Yep.
I had Baylor. I'm switching to New Mexico.
You had Baylor. You're switching. Okay.
I had Baylor in the Sweet 16. I'm switching.
Okay.
New Mexico into the Sweet 16. And here's where things are going to, we're going to disagree.
Okay.
Dayton, Zona.
Yeah.
Zona's really good.
Oh.
Dayton's going.
Here
Dayton's
we go.
Winning that game.
I love it.
Dayton,
God, I love it.
Dayton's winning that game.
I love it.
They are. They're just going to win that game. I don't know how it's going to happen. It has Arizona written all over
it. I love it.
To not show up. Ballo's good. I don't think he matches up with Holmes well.
I think Holmes moves, too fast. Yeah,
he
yeah.
He moves.
Yeah.
He can get outside.
Yep.
Inside, outside. I love Dayton in that spot. And the guards, if the guards are playing well.
God, I love it.
But we'll know if they're playing well
yep.
during the Nevada game.
Mm-hmm.
UNC St. Mary's, UNC
okay.
goes to the Elite Eight. New Mexico Dayton, which would be an awesome game.
God.
Dayton wins. By that point, they're hot. And that's the Daron Holmes game.
That's the one.
If they get to that spot, that's the Daron Holmes game where he just shows out.
Okay.
And at that point, they're the hottest team in the whole tournament. They go to the Final Four. They beat North Carolina and go
God,
to the
I
Final
love
Four.
It. March.
Tom is in my head a little bit. Our buddy Tom, Dayton Flyer,
yep.
alumni.
Shout out, Tom.
I love this Dayton
team. Oh, I
team.
Love this. I have him losing first round.
And it's got to be, there's got to be a five or above.
Right.
There has to be a five or above. It could be New Mexico.
Oh, I'll get there. I'll get there.
It could be New Mexico, but Dayton is in my final
I love
four.
It. I love.
You got to get a little frisky.
I love it.
You have to get a little frisky.
Yep. That's why I had FAU getting upset
yep.
or upsetting UConn. I love it. I love every part of it. North Carolina, Michigan State. Let's just get that one over with.
Yep.
I mean, if Mati Sissoko could wear football gloves, he could be one of the best big men in the country.
If Mati Sissoko got 10 fouls, he'd be the best player in the country.
That's even better.
The way he played during that Purdue game, he was all over the place.
Oh, my gosh.
But he also got 4 fouls
right.
in maybe 5 minutes of action. So,
can I just say one thing about
Go ahead.
That? Okay. I saw a tweet. Justin Thin, people would probably know him.
Yeah.
I mean.
Controversial.
Right. But what Mati Sissoko did in that Purdue game, it wasn't talent. It wasn't – it was effort.
It was effort.
Where was that
– Why doesn't he try?
Where was the effort?
I don't
if
know.
If that was just effort, where is the effort
And
the
also,
other games?
That
you
was
know?
The only time where I felt he was – let me back up. That's the only time I felt that his foul calls –
Right.
was not just him being clueless and being in the wrong position.
No.
That was just the refs. I mean, Zach Edey was backing him into the stanchion.
I know.
Foul, Sissoko.
Yeah. And
that's it. That's all
Yeah, that's all I got. I mean, Edey will get his whatever, but I agree. All right, so I have North Carolina moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, Grand Canyon. I don't think Grand Canyon can even compete with Alabama. Alabama moves on there. New Mexico and Baylor, I love this New Mexico team.
Yeah.
This New Mexico team is beating Baylor. I don't care. I don't care what they're beating Baylor. I have Nevada and Arizona. I love this Dayton team, and I'm still so torn on where I want them to be. I have Nevada beating Dayton but losing to Arizona. So at the end, I guess it doesn't matter too much.
Right.
But I have that. New Mexico is beating Arizona. Absolutely. That's what I have in the Elite Eight with North Carolina. So it's North Carolina versus New Mexico with a chance to go to the Final Four. This will change probably another 10 times by the time I'm done tomorrow. I have North Carolina right now, but I want to put New Mexico so bad. So bad. So I'll go with North Carolina right now.
Okay.
But it'll probably change.
I respect it.
Yeah.
I just want to go back to this because, honestly, I didn't look too closely at this. I knew where some locations were. But I'm looking at the St. Mary's-Bama game, if it happens.
Yep.
I know that you don't have St. Mary's. That game's in Spokane.
Is it?
Yes. Bama's got to go all the way out there.
Do you have that on your thing?
Yeah.
It's nice.
That game's in Spokane. So, Bama's got to go out there. I don't know.
That
makes me – St. Mary's beating Bam, that makes me feel good about
it. Okay, but this is also St. Mary's is last in, is like second to last in tempo.
So slow.
What's going to happen? Like, do we think that the fast tempo, high powered offense is going to beat the slow tempo? You know what I mean? It's like,
I know.
God, that's where I'm so lost.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
My South region, Houston, Nebraska, Tominanga, that's not going to work up in there.
Nope.
That's not happening.
Nope.
Shed has that on absolute locks. He's sitting on all of that. Houston moves on.
I agree.
I think that spread, I'm just going to put a guess out because it's my Cougs. I think that spread is 7.5.
Yeah.
Houston covers that number.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, Duke. Duke wins the game. They move on. I'm not going to get too far into that. Wisconsin matches up kind of weird with them thinking about it, but Duke moves on. I have Texas Tech, Kentucky. Kentucky moves on. I know we talked about Texas Tech, NC State might be switched around. Either way, I think Kentucky moves that game into the Sweet 16. Florida, Marquette, Kolick, if he's not back, you know, for that first game, he's back in that second game. Florida or Marquette wins that game. Florida missing a starter. That comes back to bite them. Houston, Duke, I mean, we got experienced guards versus younger. I know they have Roach. That's not going to work.
No.
Houston wins that game. And I've stood by this. Houston's style of play scares me in the tournament.
I agree.
But this is coming off the week of rest.
Right.
That's coming off the week of rest. Houston wins that game.
Yep.
Kentucky, Marquette. That feels like a game where Kentucky just blows the roof off.
Dude.
Marquette just can't compete. Kolick can't do anything. Reed Shepard is he's just the better version.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Kentucky, Houston in the Elite Eight. Chance to go to the Final Four. The Kentucky not having a defense. They finally face the team that literally has the best defense in the country.
Yep.
Defense wins. Houston's going to be able to score at will. Houston into the Final Four.
Love it. And I'm kind of similar here with you.
Okay.
I just want to put it out there, too. A lot of people have been saying, same old Purdue, same old Houston, right? Houston is playing in the Big 12 this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're not playing in the American Conference anymore. They're done with that. That, I'm telling you, and I'm only saying this because we both love Houston, Theo more than anyone. This Houston team is going to be different because of the gauntlet they've had to run. So I'm just going to throw that out there before I'm just prefacing that.
And arguably they have the best backcourt in the country.
Yes, 100%. Houston, Nebraska, Houston, we already talked about it. I have Wisconsin, Duke. I have actually Wisconsin beating Duke, mainly because I think that they're coming in hot.
They match up weird.
But I think Stephen Crowell versus Flip is going to be really cool. It's going to be good.
I can see Wisconsin winning that game.
AJ Storr, I think Mark Mitchell is going to have to probably guard him. I think that might be one of those games where they're like Mark Mitchell just literally go out there, guard him. You don't need to do anything. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's going to be a weird game. I might flip. We'll see. But I'm on Wisconsin there. Kentucky beats NC State. Marquette could lose to Colorado if it's Colorado.
Yes.
And
they
could. I think they would potentially. I think that spread's going to be tight. But I'm going to take Marquette.
Okay.
I got Kentucky beating Marquette and then Houston beating Wisconsin. And then I have Houston making it to Arizona for the Final Four, beating Kentucky, which kind of goes against. I have a Kentucky future, which goes against. But that was also when they had a competent defense. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's where I'm at with that.
All right, Midwest region. God, that South region can get so weird.
Oh, it's going to be
terrible.
God,
it can get weird.
Yeah.
Purdue, Utah State. I love Utah State because of the big, but then he's got to play Edie. Purdue moves on. I have Gonzaga, Kansas.
Dude.
I have Kansas written down. Gonzaga wins that game now that I'm looking at it. Games in Salt Lake City, which is not really an advantage for anybody. Gonzaga wins that game if it happens. USC, Creighton, South Carolina, Creighton, I should say. Creighton wins. That feels like a game that we bet Creighton, though, and South Carolina takes our money again. But we talked about South Carolina, Oregon.
I know.
And then I have Texas, Tennessee. Tennessee winning. Back to the top, Purdue, Kansas.
Yep.
Purdue wins that game. I mean, they're just they match up better at every spot with Kansas. But even if Gonzaga wins that game, Purdue just met. This is the first year where I feel that they actually match up.
Purdue.
Yes.
Yes.
They actually match up with teams, and it's not like a clear advantage at spots. Where like obviously they have the clear advantage over everyone with Edie, but like with the guards last year, they were freshmen.
Yeah.
It was weird. Now it's not as weird. Purdue moves on to the Elite Eight. Creighton, Tennessee. I really, really, really hope this game happens.
Oh, that would be
Creighton,
amazing.
Tennessee would be an awesome game.
That total is going to be insane.
Yeah, really high. Connect and Shireman will take like 50 shots each.
Yes.
Tennessee wins that game. I think the guard play, Ziegler, gets them over the hump. And I have Tennessee beating Purdue.
Nice.
I have Tennessee beating Purdue. I think if they can string those three wins together, those three wins together, Tennessee like finally gets a little bit of mojo back. I think they can contain Edie. I think they can run on Purdue. And I think Connect's matchup in that game to get to the Final Four, that's the Connect game.
I mean, who's – I mean, Lance Jones?
No. Come on.
I mean
– That's – yeah.
Mason Gillis? Come on.
That's the Connect game.
Yeah. I actually like that because that's a throwback. I think they played, 2 years ago or something, a couple years ago, and that was, I mean, a great game. Mm-hmm. So – I think that's when they had Carson Edwards. That was great. But yeah, so I like that. So you have Tennessee in your Final Four.
Tennessee in my Final
love
Four
it.
From the Midwest.
I love it. Okay.
I also have a future on them for the record. So.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. So I got Purdue beating Utah State. I have McNeese and Samford. I have McNeese winning that. I have Oregon Creighton. I have Creighton winning that. Colorado State and Tennessee. This bracket's way different.
Yeah, way different.
Yeah, we're way different. Colorado State, Tennessee. I have Tennessee winning that matchup. Purdue beating McNeese. I mean, not even a competition. Okay, I have Creighton winning this game. It's hard.
I don't mind it.
It's hard.
I can see it.
I'm just so scared that, like,
Rick Barnes is gonna Rick Barnes.
Yes, but like they have that guy. Like Tennessee, Purdue, and Houston feel different this year, right?
They do.
Because for me, Purdue has a guy, and they can do like. They shoot a crazy clip from three, like 40%, right? It's just different this year. They don't have just like a one dimensional team. They're solid all around. For me, the problem is like Kalkbrenner is like I don't know, like Adu is good. He's a good player. Kalkbrenner and Trey Alexander, like these guys are so good.
They're good.
They're
man.
So good. They're- and if they shoot. The amount of threes.
Why did Nemhard leave that team?
I don't know.
Can we talk about
that? I have no idea.
Why would he leave?
I mean, maybe because his brother was that. Like, I don't get it. But whatever. So I have Creighton moving on. It's tough because I don't know, but I'm taking Creighton to beat Purdue because I think
I don't mind that at all.
I think Kalkbrenner
they're absolutely good enough to do it.
Kalkbrenner could match up with Edie.
Yes.
I'm not saying no one can match up with Edie. Well, right? But if someone could do it, it could be
him. He's one of the few people who can actually.
He could do it.
Yeah.
So, like, I think him and Golden, Vlad Golden, I think those are two of the guys that could really match up with him. So, I really like them in the spot. The problem with Crean is if they don't shoot threes well, they are screwed.
Yeah.
They live and die by the three. So I have Creighton moving on to my Final Four to face Houston. So I have Auburn, North Carolina, Houston, Creighton.
But
yeah,
I,
right now, New Mexico
slide. I'd be very surprised if either of us go 3-for-4.
Oh,
honestly, I'd be very surprised if either of us go 2-for-4.
Yeah, I'm already accepting. I'm going 1-for-4.
Yeah, it's
so.
Just.
Because I want to put New Mexico in there, but it's like, how do you take an 11 seed?
I mean, I have Dayton in it.
I know, but like. It's so hard because how you just can't predict that, you know?
Yeah.
It's insane. So.
My Final Four is UConn, Dayton, Houston, Tennessee.
I love it.
UConn plays Dayton. Dayton's luck runs out. UConn matches up well. Holmes, they run out of gas. UConn wins that game. Houston, Tennessee, it's the Cougs.
Cougs.
They get to the Final Four. Again, same philosophy. The second game, when they have to play off one day of rest, those are the games that are going to be tough.
Right.
So, like, that Kentucky game is not going to be easy for them.
Yeah.
But the Duke game, like, I think they'll work Duke
okay.
if they have it. The Final Four game, I think that's their tougher game with Tennessee. They're off that week of rest. Houston takes care of business, gets into the semi. UConn-Houston in the final. I think it's the year that Samson does it.
I love it.
I know, it, like, a lot of people don't have – I mean, I shouldn't say that. A lot of people either have UConn winning or not getting to that spot.
Right.
It's
hit or miss. Like,
I can see, like, if they get there.
They're winning.
Yeah,
they're winning.
Right. I just think Samson gets it done. I mean, this is the best team Houston's going to have for a while. They have the guard play. Jamal Shedd is like another coach on the floor.
Yep.
Cryer's playing good basketball. They have good bigs. I got to take my Cougars. The one year, actually, and I just want to clarify, the one year I don't have a future on Houston.
Yeah.
I have them winning.
And that's how it would end up. That's how it would happen.
Yeah. So Houston's my winner. Probably not a big surprise to a lot of people. But I think Houston beats UConn in the final.
Love it. So I have Auburn playing North Carolina. I have Auburn winning that game. So I have Auburn in the final versus we have Houston versus Creighton. I don't think there's going to be any surprise here. I think this is the year that Houston does it. That gives away my winner, obviously. Mm-hmm. I have Houston winning it. I think this is the year that they do it. Their defense is there. Their offense is there. Jamal Shedd is playing like a true point guard. Not saying he hasn't in the past.
Yeah.
But Sasser was a guy that needed the ball in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Shedd needs it in his hands, but not in the same way Sasser does.
Yeah.
Sasser needs it to score. Shedd needs it to facilitate. Mm-hmm. And I think this year you're seeing Shedd facilitate but also take over scoring.
Yeah.
But also he has a guy like LJ Cryer who
does
the same thing almost, you know?
Yeah.
They have three players in the top 10 in defense. That was like some rating that came out. They had like Carson Cooper on it. But, you know, if that tells you anything.
Right.
Houston, they had this defense is good. The fact that they're playing in the Big 12, they went through a gauntlet. They had to play the Kansas. They had to play the – you know, last year the best teams they were playing were Memphis. Tulane, right? Like, not these teams that are grinded out. You got to go there. You got to go – you know, you got – and not to mention, I mean, this is in Arizona. It's not too far from Texas, right? I mean, in my Final Four, they're the closest team. So, it's not – out of the realm, I don't think. Like, it's so chalk always taking a number one seed, you know?
Right.
But at the end of the day, like, they
– God, it's the Cougs.
It's the Cougs.
God.
And I – obviously, I have Auburn-Houston, which would be a great game, but I would do anything to watch UConn play Houston in the final.
Yeah.
Anything.
It'd be
– I think that would be the best final we've had
in
a while. Because last year was bad.
Yeah.
Let's just throw it out there.
Final Four wasn't good last
final
year.
Final Four wasn't good. The final was awful.
Yep. And people are going to say, oh, that's what makes the tournament
so
great.
No, it does.
You got those seeds.
Yeah, I
get it. It wasn't.
No, because you want to see the powerhouses play each other. Watching North Carolina play Duke in a Final Four.
That was awesome.
Was awesome. Just amazing. And that's what you live for.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we have anyone who likes Duke watching, but watching Coach K lose to North Carolina in the Final Four
was
probably
awesome.
One of the best moments of my life.
That
because
was awesome.
We have had no good moments at Michigan State. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I got Houston. I also had a future on them last year. Don't have it this year, so, of course, they're going to win because of that. Knock on wood, but, yeah. So
I really hope they get it done.
Yep.
I mean, everyone knows who's watched this podcast, watched this show, whatever you want to say. Followed us on Pickett, Twitter. I mean, literally anything.
Yep.
This has been my team for the past 5 years.
Yep.
They've been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They've made everyone so much money.
So much.
And God, I hope they get it done.
Yeah.
I really, really hope they get it done. Don't sleep on Manny Sharp. Could be one of those guys. Gets really hot.
I'm telling you.
From the outside. He's a story of the tournament. And also, don't forget, if we lose, it's just Arsenault Achilles earlier in the year, sophomore year. He looked really good to start, got hurt. I mean, we would have another guy. We'd have another guy out there grinding, getting steals, working on the floor.
And they got freshmen who are contributing. I mean, everyone.
Tugler.
Yes. everyone has bought into this, and they're here to win.
They are the epitome of buying into a system.
Yep.
And it working.
Yeah. It working in the regular season, now it really needs to work in the postseason.
But they haven't.
Yeah.
They haven't gotten bounced early.
Right.
They haven't. They've made runs. True. They've made runs. True. They've made runs.
And they should have won. I mean, they got bounced by Illinois last year, was it? Or
no, they got bounced by Miami last year.
Oh, Miami. Mm-hmm. Illinois was the year before, I think, or one of the years before. Mm-hmm. They should have won. I say that because, you know, whatever. But just I'm preaching the fact that they're in the Big 12 is going to be so big for them.
Yeah.
Those are grinded out games. The Big 12 is the best conference in the country. It's hard to say as a Big 10 fan, but it is.
Yes.
So, yeah.
God, I mean, gonna be a great tournament.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for watching. Really, really excited. Kicks off tomorrow with Michigan State being the first game. I mean, you guys know how we feel about that. Maddie, thank you so much for coming on, brother.
Thank you for having me.
What an episode. I mean,
of course.
We'll see how it turns out in the end.
Yep.
We're going to sound really smart in some spots and probably really dumb in some others. But
probably a little more dumb. But
that's the love of the game, that's just basketball.
No one's
so
perfect. We'll be all right.
Thank you guys so much. Make sure you guys are following us on Pickett. You guys know all of our picks are free on Pickett, so you can see everything that we take for the tournament there. Also, make sure you guys follow us, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. And also, make sure you get your merch. Make sure you guys just check out the link tree in the bio below. Everything is down there. Thank you guys again for listening. Thank you for watching. Much love to all you guys. Good luck in your bracket pools and all your tournament bets and all that. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.